very privileged and honored to receive a number of new people into the fellowship of our St. John's family. So at this time, we'd like to ask both the baptismal candidate as well as the new members to please come forward, and we'll sort of position you in the front here. Kind of spread out over here is fine. And Mark Adams, who has been our master of ceremonies for this new Discovering St. John's group, is going to help us out in this process, which will come later after the baptism. Sarah, can we have you? God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of holy baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to a new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized into the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world.
Sarah Ann Feith, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ?
I do.
People of God, do you promise to support Sarah and all these brothers and sisters who are reaffirming their baptismal vows? You promise to pray for them in their life in Christ. If you do, answer, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Would you please stand?
I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, respond, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
Now we will join together in sharing the Apostles' Creed as we all reaffirm our baptismal vows. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Blessed are you, Holy God. You are the creator of the waters of the earth. You are the fire of rebirth. You poured your Holy Spirit onto your people Israel. You breathed life into our dry hearts. Your Son Jesus promised to send the Spirit to us that the world may know your peace and truth. Pour out your Holy Spirit and breathe new life into those who are baptized this day. By your Holy Spirit, adopt all of us as your children through our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Sarah Ann Feith, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you have given your daughter a new birth. Cleanse her from sin and raise her up to eternal life. Sustain Sarah with the gift of the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Sarah Ann Feith, child of God, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
You have now all made your public confession of your faith. Do each of you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? Each person will respond, "I do," and I ask God to help and guide me. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life." We're now going to have Mark introduce each person.
Members Dave and BJ Anderson, I don't believe are here today, but they were members of St. John's 10 years ago and have now returned. Both BJ and Dave are retired and live on a 10-acre farm with horses, chickens, etc. Dave is currently CEO of Lifeline Mobile Medics. Next we have Ron and Miriam Bush. If you'll step forward so you can know who you are. They moved here in November from Punta Gorda, Florida. They have 5 children and 11 grandchildren. Ron is retired from Ford Motor Company, and Miriam retired as bookkeeper from the YMCA. Thank you very much. Next we have Sarah Feit, who just got baptized, and Matt Blevins is her fiancé. Our residents of Bloomington, they are planning a June 30th, 07 wedding. Matt is an attorney for OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, and Sarah is the general manager for Central Station Cafe and The Loft. They are excited to be part of St. John's. Next we have Randy and Ann Clanty, Adam and Morgan. Moved here from Minnesota. They have 2 children. Both Randy and Ann are employed at State Farm. Adam attends Parkside Junior High, and Morgan attends Fox Creek Elementary. Next we have Mary Selmeyer and her husband Paul, recently moved back to Bloomington from Lafayette, Indiana. They have 2 children, Frank and Lauren. Mary works for State Farm, and her husband farms the family's farm. Frank goes to kindergarten at Washington, and Lauren will begin kindergarten at Washington next year. Thanks, Mary. Next we have Ashley Rose and Kevin O'Dell. Where'd Kevin go? Oh, Kevin, you've been a member here for quite a while, haven't you? Yes. You can at least stand up so we can see you, please, Kevin. Thank you very much. And they are engaged to be married, whose family has been members of St. John's for some time. They both work at State Farm. Thanks, guys. Threw me off there a little bit, Kevin. And next we have Diane Albert. Diane was born in Detroit, Michigan, and grew up in the Farmer City area. A Millikan University graduate. She is the former co-owner of PFT Company, a trucking company, and presently is an investor. Her hobbies include golf, bicycling, traveling, and RVing. Next, I'm sorry that I'm not exactly sure how to say your last name, Elizabeth.
Batal.
Thank you very much. And her husband, Jack, are from the Chicago area. They came to Bloomington 10 years ago to attend ISU. They have 2 children, Zachary, who is 2, and Marion, who is 3 months old. Elizabeth is a certified art teacher, but currently is staying home with her kids. Next is Mary Huff. Mary was born and raised in Clinton, where she worked in the real estate business. Her children include 3 daughters, 5 grandchildren, 2 of them recently adopted from the Ukraine, and 3 great-grandchildren. Her hobbies include gardening, camping, golf, bicycling, and swimming. Thank you very much. Next we have Chris Embry and Gary Plunz. Gary is a native of Bloomington, and Chris moved here 4.5 years ago. Chris has been singing with the choir at St. John's for the past year. Together they have 7 sons, 1 daughter, and 10 grandchildren. And last but not least, John Carmine and Chantel Stewart are both from Bloomington. Chantel is a surgical technologist at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center. John works in the Life Company at State Farm. They plan to be married October 27th of this year. Did I do everybody? I'm good. Thank you very much.
We welcome all of you into the body of Christ and into the mission that we share together, joining and giving thanks and praise to our God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Let's welcome these new people as members of St. John's. Now I'd ask that you would stand, all of you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let's take a moment to share God's peace with those around you.